All right, Chevron. Parsha Shmini, and Rav Moshe Feinstein in his drasha says two drushes that may be a stickle contradictory. We're going to try to put it together, fuse them, to make it into something nice. I mean, it's beautiful because Rav Moshe says it. So we have the inauguration of the Mishkan. Vayibi Yom HaShmini was 8 days after the eight korbanos, 7 days of preparation, and then Vayomer Al Aaron, and then Moshe says to Aaron, Kach Lecha, go and go get an animal, and we're going to bring some korbanos, etc. So Rav Moshe asks a very obvious question. He asks two questions, but one piece is one question and one piece is a different question. He says, Sark Lavin, why is it that he asks him to go and get an animal below Hachana without any preparation? Traditionally, when it comes to a Korban Tamid, or you have to set it aside for 4 days, do Bikur, the Korban Pesach as well, it requires a preparation of sorts for 4 days to ensure that the animal is prepared and ready. That's the first question he asks on this piece. And he says a beautiful yesod, a beautiful idea, which I think is something that has to carry you through. He says, V'nira shehu leharos, it's showing us, sh'av shegomra mitzvizu, even after you complete a mitzvah, the inauguration of the Mishkan was completed, yesh lezdarez lemitzvah acheres shetzrichen lasos, you have to hurry up and do the next mitzvah. You can't just, okay, I finished. It's been a long day, you know, you haven't finished, like, you Purim. Oh my gosh, it's a long day, Purim. It's a 25-hour, it's intense Purim. So after Purim, what do? You take a nap, you wake up like Pesach time. This is not, right? That's not what Purim, then you miss the whole boat of Purim. You know what the Gra did? The Gra is very unique. The Gra used to have a Suda Dafka in the morning, not in the afternoon. Why? Because the second it was safe, back to Shas and Poskim. One mitzvah, right into the next. Venera, that's what's going on here. So it says, Darei b'yom ha'shmini gomru mitzvah sami luim. The inauguration of the Mishka was complete. The Zayin yomim kol ma'asherot tzivah la'moshe. All 7 days, whatever Moshe commands them. But right after that, Rav Moshe says, he commanded them to take an animal. Let's go, Aaron HaKohen. We're starting the next mitzvah. Let's get going. Tekev tzarech limtzok mitzvah acheres la'asos. You have to start a new mitzvah right after that. And this is why Rav Moshe says something so beautiful. There's a meaning that we all know. And the Simchas Torah, it's a very unusual holiday. Three Sifrei Torah. Chasun Torah, Givaldik. Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazek. Maftir, Haftorah. We do a second, we do two Maftirs. But why? Why do we go right to Bereshis? Because Shkoyach, you finished. But in the immortal words of my good friend Heshi Shertz, what now? What are you doing next? It's not a time to rest on your laurels and to kick your feet up and to say, done. It's got to go weiter. I'll tell you later. You got to go weiter. This is why, what do we say when we complete a seum? Hadronach. Lachamol. My kid, Baruch Hashem, humble break. He was just Messiah Mitzvah and Megillah. So yes, what are we learning next?
Yeah.
So what did I say? Megillah. He says, what do you mean? We just did it. So no. You know, but that's Hadron. The idea is, there's a nice minute. There's a minute I wish I instituted at the end of my Purim Suda, and I believe neither. I'm going to institute it for next year of the Purim Suda. Right before benching, take out the Mishnah Berurah and start Hilchos Pesach. The Shloshim Yom Kodem. Some people are doing what? Aruch HaShulchan says to do this. But it's this idea of Smichas and Parashas, of connecting them together and to move right one into the other. I think that also could be why we dafka at Purim in Adar Sheni. The Gemara says, why Adar Sheni over Adar Aleph? Why do you put Purim with, there's two others, why do you put it in the second other, not the first other? So the Gemara gives this answer, Kedei Sheyismoch, in order to juxtapose Ge'ula la Ge'ula. And I'm sure, I think it's the same notion. It's this notion that you finish one, you start preparation for the other. You go, boom, one right into the other. You don't rest on your laurels, you got to keep going. You go, Purim, finished, okay, here we go, Pesach coming up next. It's this notion that you don't relax after you finish. You know whose idea it is to relax? That's right, the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara say, okay, look what I did. I did give all the good stuff, relax. No, you know when you rest? You rest in the grave. That's Aleph. Aleph of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Beis of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Vayibah Yom HaShmini, it was on the eighth day. Kara Moshe le'Aaron u'Levano. So, at that moment, Moshe calls to Aaron his children. What's the assumption of that? The assumption is that they're not there. Wait a second. They weren't there for the 7 days in the womb. Like, it was a big deal. The inauguration of Mishkan. Like, they must have been there. So Moshe says, Aaron, kids, come. Where are they? So Moshe says a number of things here. I'm going to read to you from a little bit. Each of them is a gem. What lessons is Moshe teaching us? Lehoros shetzarech hachana. He thinks need a preparation. V'kavana lemitzvah hachadasha. To do a new mitzvah, kimo ilu hayabayim mibeteim, as if you're coming from your home. Meaning, it's not like you were there the whole time and now you just continue going weiter. You have to view a mitzvah that you got out of bed, you came from your house, and you came as new. Av shebao mikuyu mitzvahs miluim v'yeshiva v'azar, even though they were sitting by the miluim, they were in the azar the whole time. Why? Why did you came from your house, not like you were there the whole time? So he writes like this, Rav Moshe. Kedei shiyu besimcha, in order that you should be joyous, kikabalas mitzvahs rishona. It's as if this is your first mitzvah you've ever done. Remember that first time you put on tefillin? Right? Rav David Kamenetsky, Rav Kamenetsky's father, a couple years ago, no? Two. So Rav David Kamenetsky used to tell Bar Mitzvah Bachim, and I heard him, he gave it to my son. He says, every day you put on tefillin should be like your first. There's a certain excitement the first time you do a mitzvah. Right? Ah, givaldik. U'kishe simcha sheva matan Torah. Like we had a simcha, the original matan Torah. V'chein tzarekol odim l'snaik shekol mitzvah yekhi chadasha. Each and every mitzvah we do, it should be like it's new. Could you imagine we davened every day like it was our first day, that day you davened after your bar mitzvah? U'kemoshe rak etzu nitzavetz be'esh oset mitzvah. Then he moves on to something else. We'll get to that in a moment. But this idea of the excitement, Aaron and Cohen, yeah, you were there the whole time, you were in the middle of mitzvah, but pretend this is the first one again. Aaron, you're coming from your house, get all excited. Moshe's giving us a lesson. Yes, you have to go from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. That's what we said in the first shtickel. But now he's saying is, but when you do that second mitzvah, it's like your first, the excitement. That first, you know, what was yesterday? What was yesterday? It was a national holiday.
Opening day.
Opening day. What's so exciting about opening day? Right? First game of the season. You look at the prices for the game, it's the same game. You know, yesterday I tried to tell the kids. I said, there's 161 more to go, but there's something fresh. You always remember opening day. You always, it's geschmack. You know what you also remember? The Girsa de Yankusa. What you learned when you were a little kid. That stays fresh. Exciting. Sweet. There's an excitement when you start something. It's the grind that makes it difficult for us. Rav Moshe says, "Vayibishmon and Yomashmini, Kara Moshe la'Aaron Levanav." He calls them, "Nu, come!" And then he adds something that's so unbelievable, Rav Moshe, for today's door. And Rav Moshe wrote this over 50 years ago. Listen to what Rav Moshe writes 50 years ago. He says, also, you have to view that mitzvah that you're doing at that moment like there's nothing else in the world. There's nothing else. Listen to what he says. If you view that mitzvah as if it's the only thing you have on your mind at that particular moment, then you will get tremendous simcha from it. This is what he writes 50 years ago, and I'll tell you why it's significant. Then you remember all the learning you have, like the Giras de Yankus. Because what are you going to remember? Because there's nothing else on your mind at that moment when you're doing that. Anything else. There's nothing else going on. You have a singular laser-like focus. Even when you get older, you have to. When you're a kid, okay, the teacher's nothing else going on. When you're old, there's 100 things on your mind. Zero in. Focus. That'll help you remember. So we have hard work. You have a day of work. You come home, you try to learn a little bit. You have to cut yourself off from everything. So you write that 50 years ago, which was easy to cut yourself off because nobody was emailing you. You know why nobody emailed you 50 years ago? There was no email. There was no phones. There was no email. The Yadaito Rakla Mashal, you only focused on what you're learning at that particular moment. remarkable that he writes that. Today, nobody does one thing at a time. You know, Benji Epstein recently wrote a book about mindfulness, about being in the presence, this notion about being in the presence, about recognizing that the singular focus is on what you're doing at that particular moment, that there's nothing else going on. Then you're going to have the excitement of the gears of the Yakusa. The reason why is that today it's very hard for people to get excited about learning because we're never in one place at the same time. We're always here, but at the same time I'm thinking about March Madness last night, and at the same time I'm thinking about my Parnassa, and at the same time I'm thinking about the girl that I may or may not be dating, and then I'm thinking about there's so much other things going on in my head, and how can I have a singular focus? Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Aaron, let's go, leave your house. What does the house represent? All the other thoughts that you have in your mind. Leave it. Come. You need to come with a simcha, with an alacrity. Like it's the first time you've ever done the mitzvah, because that first time you've ever done the mitzvah, trust me, when you had that tefillin on that first time, you were not thinking about anything else but that tefillin. Come. Make it like it's the first time. So two lessons from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Unbelievable mitzvahs. Number one, mitzvah to mitzvah. Right from one to the other. Keep the momentum going. Smicha to smicha. And number two, the first time you've ever done a mitzvah. Every time you do a mitzvah, you got to treat it like a first. And if you do that, you'll have a singular laser-like focus so that we can have our maximum hana. Zayge zut and shtark. Have a wonderful Shabbat.